The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Wrestling Night in Canada on the Shining Wizards Network with your hosts, Matt Copper, Dustin Maruca, and Snowy White.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Wrestling Night in Canada. I'm Snowy White.
I'm Matt Copper.
I'm Dustin Maruca.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, there's finally snow on the ground here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. So, right. Took long enough. At the time of recording, it is, what, November 24th?
Right.
This is unheard of. Unheard of in Winnipeg that for the snow to take this long.
It is, yes. I have, through our sister show, Radioactive Metal, and like just friends from the U.S., you know, more down south and all that, they already think Canada is just one tundra from, and we live in igloos.
No, I know.
You know.
Yeah. We're in igloos and we ride polar bears.
And yeah. It's just not that way. So next time I sit down and, you know, people, our international listeners for this show and then our sister show, Radioactive Metal and all that, when we say we're only finally getting snow now, they're going to be floored.
Yeah. You know, considering this is like the coldest city in Canada.
Right.
Like,
right.
Remember that? What was it, 2018, where we didn't have snow till like the week of Christmas?
Was it that? Really?
Was it the 18?
I can't remember.
Yeah. No.
Mid December. It's like, where's the snow? Like, I'm cool with this, but where's the snow?
Yeah. I like the idea, of the snow waiting until November 1st. After Halloween, let the kids,
have
their evening snow free, and then it can snow all at once.
But normally it's Halloween, haha, fuck you.
Yeah.
Here's 3 feet of snow.
Let Michael Myers be warm while he cruises the streets, roams the streets.
Speaking of Michael Myers, I was at the mall the other day. And in Spencer's, there's a really cool like Christmas Halloween sweater.
Oh,
it was like slashing through the snow, and it's Michael Myers with his knife. I'm like, right, I want to buy that.
I want that. Yeah.
Because my ugly Christmas sweater from last year was Naruto, but I think I might get that one this year.
Do you think it's snowing in Haddonfield, New Jersey right now?
It blows me away that there's a Haddonfield and a Voorhees in New Jersey, you know, and it's like, okay, well, I guess that's where they got the names from for those particular movies. Yeah. But we'll kind of be getting into New Jersey.
It is Haddonfield, New Jersey in the movie, but there's palm trees in the movie.
It's so kind of weird.
You can't fool me, Jay. You can't fool me, John Carpenter.
That's right. The magic of movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas around here.
Yeah.
Fine.
December 1st, I'll set my little tree up and I'll take it down January 1st. Gets an extra week in the book on me.
I like to bug my wife by saying, okay, we'll put the tree up Christmas Eve.
Take it down Boxing Day.
And then Boxing Day, or as soon as we unwrap the presents, Christmas Day, we'll take the tree down. She just looks
okay,
at me
kids,
like,
last like, present of the day, like, put the tree away.
Why haven't I killed him yet? Like, that looks...
Because then she'll have to go to every concert with you, run two podcasts.
That's right, Then she'll have to do all this, and I don't think she wants to do
that's
this.
The only reason she hasn't.
Probably.
Too much responsibility.
To take
on afterwards, yeah.
How many shows are this week? Fuck!
What? Yeah. There is a lot going on here in the wonderful world of pro wrestling that we're definitely going to have to get into. So I figure we'll fire up this crazy train right now and get into it. First and foremost, the elephant in the room. Who watched the big fight?
Well, this isn't wrestling.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, this is boxing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, true enough. But it's definitely wrestling adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Jake Paul is Logan Paul's brother. And it's not like Mike Tyson hasn't been
involved
in the pro wrestling ring before.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a spectacle.
Yeah. Well, he was an integral part of WrestleMania 14. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Right. Right.
And he's been on Raw. He's been on. He was on AEW at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I forgot about that.
He fell asleep at ringside.
Right.
I think that was like the inaugural TNT championship match.
Yeah. Oh, and then didn't he punch finals. Jericho or something?
Something like that. He did that. He did that to him on Raw too, and they were like, they're like making a callback to that. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it stands to reason as to why we would be talking about this.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so which one of us watched it?
Not me.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay, did you just fuck this?
I, like, the entire, all the hype leading up to it, I was just like, I have no interest in this. Like, I have absolutely none. Like, something about it just didn't click with me. And then the night of the fight, I just remember going on social media and seeing everybody complaining about the how it was buffering, all the nonstop buffering, and then the complaint about the outcome of the fight. And those two things and the best match of the night that we'll talk about in a bit were like the only three consistents that I saw anyone talk about. And I was like, okay, well, glad I didn't waste my time with this bullshit.
Plus the card being 3 hours.
Yeah, for a boxing card, that's a bit much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. But you watched it all?
Not the whole card, but I watched Tyson Paul and the women's fight.
Okay, okay. Myself, I tuned in right at the start because I felt like, okay, we're definitely going to be talking about this on the show, boxing. Right. Boxing isn't my thing, but like I said, it's wrestling adjacent, and it's probably the biggest fight since this what was called the super fight Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns
in the
late 80s there. So this was probably the biggest thing since then, so I'm kind of like, okay, I'm gonna tune into this.
Biggest fight since Homer Simpson and Dredrick Tatum.
That's right, that's right.
Did they predict the outcome too?
maybe. I don't think anyone swooped in with a with a fan man thing. That's and right. took Homer away. But.
No.
But at the beginning of the show, like, they kind of announced, "Oh yeah, we're gonna get to the main event in like 2.5 hours." I'm like, oh, "Fuck, I'm not sitting through two and a half hours of." I forgot all about the prelim fights.
I can acknowledge that, like, this fight, like, based on some pictures and video clips I've seen, it seemed to have like. It had the production value and all the pomp and pageantry of a WrestleMania.
Right.
But not the entertainment factor that keeps me, that
keeps you going. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Sports, real sports can only keep my attention for so long. Sorry to say.
Yeah. You're not too big on the sports?
Well, not really. Like, I don't really go out of my way to watch it. So.
Right. And I know you're not a sports guy at all.
Like, I'll watch.
I don't really know.
I apologize for my voice, by the way. I'm still getting over that sickness I talked about on our last episode.
Yeah, I was like,
episode.
Fuck, you still have that?
It's, I don't know. Apparently, it's an ongoing thing that people have been sick for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So, whatever that is, I just got it. The congestion just won't leave me alone. But, as I was saying, what was I saying now? Jeez. Sports.
Sports.
Like, I can watch a hockey game here and there, and like, I'll watch baseball because, as I've said before, it's the only sport where I actually know all the rules because I used to play it when I was a kid. Right. So, yeah, like, that's the only sport I can really keep track of. Like, most sports, like, I see people playing for like 2 seconds and I hear a whistle blow and I'm like, what happened?
No, fair enough.
Yeah.
Did that guy get hit too hard?
Yeah, so, but. Mostly,
why is his leg behind his head?
Mostly what keeps me to wrestling is the entertainment factor.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now, I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
With myself, it's like, okay, there's no way I'm watching going to sit through 3 hours of boxing just to get to this main event.
Right.
Then, you know, some of my hockey teams were playing, so I kind of went back and forth and all that.
Yeah.
For me, what kind of started it was probably the highlight. For me, and I don't want to come across as like I'm some pervy old man or whatever, but Do the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader Squad, do they mean anything to you guys?
Not particularly. Like, I know that it's a group of attractive women who can dance really well, but like I said, I've never really been a big football fan, so.
Okay, yeah. And I don't imagine they mean anything to you, Ducky, either.
Are they anything like the Nitro Girls?
Well, they probably, the Nitro Girls probably were probably heavily influenced by the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, because the only reason why I'm kind of bringing them up is because at the before the first bout, we've been calling them matches, but they're actually bouts. You know, they brought in the runway, they brought the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders out and they did their routine and all that. It was actually very nostalgic for me. Ooh. Even though I'm not an NFL fan, but the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders specifically are basically icons.
Yeah.
Okay, back in the late 70s, then into the early 80s and all that, they were definitely their own thing. They had merch, you know, your Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader shirts. You had Barbie dolls of the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders and all that. So, like, when they brought them out, it's like, okay, I can kind of get into this, and I totally understand why they were there, and just cheerleaders in general, as to, you know, why they're there, because, like, football particularly, you know, and that's the demographic now for pro wrestling, you know, is male 18, you know, 18, what is it with wrestling? It's 18 to 40?
Or 18, okay. Or 18 to 49 or whatever. Yeah,
and it's male. And like, okay, I'm now beyond that, but still, I'm still the demographic.
Okay.
You know, like,
you got to stop football. Now.
Yeah, football. Yeah, you got to stop watching. Yeah. Not for you.
Football goes beyond the 18, but it's predominantly male. I'm not saying women can't watch sports. A lot of sports, Mrs. Snowy watches with me, and of course, because of Taylor Swift, thank you very much, more and more women are watching the NFL now and all that.
But can it hold their attention without Taylor Swift being there all the time?
I doubt it.
Her songs are only 3 minutes.
You know, yeah, true.
You know, but that's
kind of... can take longer than 3 minutes.
It's kind of a whole other thing. So it started off on the right way with me. Like, okay, I can kind of get behind this, but at the end of the day, like, yeah, they were pretty back then, you know, but so are all the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
you know what
for
I mean
for every,
like,
team.
Like, have you ever seen a quote-unquote ugly cheerleader?
Nope,
not to my knowledge.
It's all in the eye of the beholder and all that. No, you haven't, and you never will, you know, and that's just kind of the sad reality to it. And
it's
all
the standard, for lack of a better term, I guess.
Right,
yeah.
So, like, the prelims never really did much for me. Okay, I was going back and forth, and then I start having some problems with my TV. It's having buffering, it's not coming in, it's not, and I'm thinking, okay, what's wrong with my internet here and all that. I'm seeing on Facebook, though, people are also complaining about it.
Yep.
Well, it's not just Snowy Manor. There's something going on here. Apparently, it crashed.
Well, it didn't full-on crash. They were just having issues because the traffic was way too high. So,
right.
Like, over 60 million accounts tried to watch Netflix all simultaneously. So that's assumed to be, like, yeah. So it's like over 60 million accounts, presumed to be over 100 million people in general. So. Yeah, that's quite a bit. So Netflix obviously did not prepare for this well enough.
No.
So they marketed it great. They hyped it up fantastically. But as far as, like, traffic preparation goes, no, they failed in that department.
They didn't account for the unfortunate amount of people who watched Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Right.
It was half people watching because they only know who Jake Paul is. And it was probably 30 million for Jake and 30 million for people who wanted to see Tyson kill him.
Yeah.
Right.
I was one of those 30 who wanted to see Tyson kill him.
Okay, so we get to the main event, and there's the internet scuttlebutt. Yep. There's the rumors. There's this. There's that. That the fight was rigged. What do you guys believe that?
Definitely was.
From what 100%. I've heard, yes, it definitely seems that way. It definitely sounded like Tyson was pulling quite a few of his punches.
Oh, he was. So 100%.
Yeah.
There was many times he could have annihilated Jake. Could have just through his punches. Yeah.
Wasn't in the very last round, right before the timer went off. Didn't Paul like stop and take a bow?
Yeah, like the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, could have like.
He could have easily just uppercutted him out of his life.
Could have gotten him right there, but no, he stood off. So yeah.
Apparently, in that contract, I need to find it again. But apparently, in the contract, there was a no uppercut rule.
Really?
Wow.
Well, that's a Jake Paul thing for mm-hmm. sure.
If Tyson wanted to break his whole face, there was the time to do it.
Well, I don't think Tyson would have a hard time breaking your face no matter what angle he came at you with. But...
Because those training videos were terrifying.
Yeah. 60-year-old man looking like he could, like, maul a bear if he really wanted to.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, let me kind of play devil's advocate here, though. Tyson is, what, 60?
58, yeah.
Okay. Jake Paul is 30?
27. Yeah.
Okay.
He's
twice as old.
Yep.
So wouldn't it be kind of reasonable to think that Paul has a chance?
Maybe he's got the speed factor on him, but in terms of brute strength, I'd say Tyson has that over Jake Paul. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then again, when it comes to boxing, speed is a huge asset. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Which, like, far be it from me, though. Like, I don't like any of the Pauls, you know, like,
no.
You know, which kind of brings me to another thought.
Don't like Mike Tyson either.
Okay. Okay. When you really think about it, you have the convicted rapist.
Yep.
Versus one of the Paul brothers. And the vast majority of the people that I've noticed seem to be cheering for the convicted rapist. So that makes me think, what kind of piece of shit are you? Okay.
Because everyone's tired of having Jake pay people off so he can win.
Okay.
It's like Anderson Silva. Silva could have killed him.
Could have, yeah.
What, like in an MMA fight?
I think he took him out of a boxing
He did
match.
Silva in a boxing fight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know Silva
and then
boxed.
He doesn't.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. Yeah, he took a guy out of his element. So.
Oh, so like, does Jake Paul actually fight boxers?
No, older ones older or ones. Retired ones.
Okay.
And then the next day on Twitter, he called out Conor McGregor to an MMA fight.
Yeah.
That's how he dies.
I don't see that going well for Mr. Paul.
No.
So.
No, because McGregor will kick his ass for free.
Right.
McGregor doesn't need the money.
So you think they're
Tyson
kind
didn't
of
need it either?
No.
So.
Is this long-term booking to a Paul McGregor UFC MMA fight? Do you think?
I would watch that because
McGregor still with the UFC?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess it could be.
You know, because in a roundabout way, it's all related. Like TKO owns MMA owns
UFC.
It owns the WWF. This whole super fight thing was very WWF-ish.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole spectacle and all that with the Paul connection as well. Yeah, I could see this being long-term booking and all that. And
Jake Paul's okay. I'm going to retire now. I'll just let McGregor beat my ass.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be the wisest idea either, but... Yeah, I don't
Jake
know.
Paul take a leg kick? No.
See, I would cheer for McGregor outright.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. You
know, because he hasn't raped anyone that we
Where would they have that fight, do you think?
I don't know.
Probably SoFi Stadium?
Probably.
Yeah. That would have to be a big stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it would definitely be a huge thing.
And then Jake would be like, UFC. How much money do I have to pay this man to not kick my ass? No.
There's no amount of money in the world.
No. McGregor will do it for free.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I kind
of...
Ah,
breakfast.
In some sort of weird way, roundabout way, I kind of equated this big fight with WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
Now, you might be thinking, okay, like, how are you coming to this, crazy old man? Okay.
What are you talking about, you crazy person?
Crazy old man.
You had the big main event.
Yeah.
Tyson versus... Paul. WrestleMania 3, Hogan, yep. You had Hogan Andre. That was the big attraction.
Yeah.
Okay. What stole the show in the big boxing?
The women's match.
It was the women's match, apparently. Yep. And I'm sorry, we don't have their names down. We definitely should. They definitely deserve it. But from what I did see going back and forth, that was definitely the match of the bout of the night.
Yeah.
We're calling the match.
Much like how it stole the show, just like how
WrestleMania 3.
Steamboat and Savage.
Steamboat and Savage. Yep. Yeah. So in some weird way, maybe I thought too much, put too much thought into this.
Well, it seems like every WrestleMania card has that show stealing match that goes over the main event.
That's not Hulk Hogan.
Because the main event was always like meticulously put together by Vince McMahon and nobody. Right. Nobody else but him would like it. So thankfully those days are done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I was having buffering problems just like the rest of the world was.
Mm-hmm.
So it got to the point where I said, okay, I'm out. It's now archived. All 4.5 hours are now up on Netflix.
Yep.
I haven't gone back to watch, and I'm just not going to. I just don't see.
You got better shit to watch?
Yeah, yeah. Like, my to-watch list is a stack of DVDs my height, and then there's a whole whack of shit on the Horror Zone, on Shudder, you know, then shit. Once we're going to get into this soon enough, too, once the... WWF goes on to Netflix, there's going to be a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah,
that I'm going to watch, that want to watch there. So yeah, I'm not going back and spending 5 hours watching this. But you never watched it at all.
Never did. No.
You saw most of it, Ducky.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Yeah. Just Tyson Paul and the women's fight.
No, yeah. Okay. So horns up, horns down, horns in the middle. Do you care?
No.
Yeah, I couldn't really. Horns up to the ladies.
Yeah, for sure.
But after that, like, whatever.
But just like, yeah, horns, whatever.
horns, whatever.
Horns, whatever for the Tyson Paul.
There we go. There we go. But kind
Tyson should have killed him.
Speaking. Well, fair enough. Fair enough.
Should eat his teal. Eat his children.
Should have bit his ear off.
Yeah.
Bit his ear off. Actually, yeah, from the little stuff that Mrs. Snowy did see as well, like, she brought that up about Tyson biting an ear off.
But it was funny at the press conference, Jake Paul wore like a diamond thing over his ears, like a metal with diamonds in it, so he couldn't bite his ear off.
Wow.
He mentioned that too during the conference.
Okay,
I wore this so he doesn't bite off my ear.
That's just playing shit up. Like, he's never going to do that again.
No. You know?
Yeah, but I totally get that. Since we're talking about Netflix and all that good stuff,
kind of shift over.
Yeah,
we're going to kind of shift here because January 1st, the WWE goes to Netflix.
Yep.
Like, internationally.
Yep.
Okay, you're my go-to guy for this. You explain everything to me.
Okay.
You know.
So
how is this working?
In America, all their stuff is still, like, the WWE Network stuff is still staying on Peacock until 2026, I believe.
Okay, because they're still contracted.
Yes. So all their PLEs, special events, whatever, what have yous, those will all be on Peacock still. And then Monday Night Raw is moving to Netflix as well. Maybe their PLEs too. I'm not entirely certain about that. But SmackDown is still staying on the USA Network. NXT is still staying on the CW. But then internationally and the rest of the world, everywhere else but the States, we're getting everything on Netflix.
Is everything on Netflix?
Yeah, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, pay-per-views, and eventually, over time, we will be getting the back catalog of all the stuff that was on the Netflix or on the network,
right.
Presumably.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not going to be all in one go, but it'll be like an overtime. Like it'll be like a bit, the big launch. Be like, here's WWE, and then January 6th, here's the premiere episode of Monday Night Raw, and then over time, it'll be like, now we have all these old pay per views from WCW. Now we have all this stuff from ECW. Now we have all this stuff from AWA way back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Everything that they kind of own.
Because they still, yeah, they do own all that stuff. So they may as well, like, introduce it over time.
Everything like, ECW and...
Yeah, like, I don't see
I'd like to go back and watch ECW again.
Yeah, I see no reason why, like, once a month they can't add, like, another catalog of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
another sub-catalog right. to the big catalog. And, yeah.
So you guys have the network.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, yes.
You pay $10 a month or whatever.
Like
13.
13.
Yeah.
Okay. But you also are both Netflix subscribers.
Mine is on hold currently, but I will be firing it back up soon. So.
And you have Netflix. I have Netflix. So you guys, and there's no way that I was buying the network.
No, you know? You've made that pretty clear in the past. So, right, yeah.
Right. You didn't want to give money to McMahon.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm still a little leery about it now, but I guess this works out for you guys because you're saving $13 a month.
Saving on my cable bill, yes, and also I'm going to be taking my home phone off my cable bill, so I'll be saving $33 a month off that, and then
all right.
So I just got to spend, but I got to spend 20 of that on Netflix now every month because I'm getting the 4K Ultra HD Premium. Super deluxe fun version of Netflix. Yeah.
Holy jeez.
Yeah.
All right. This begs the question though, if all the PLEs are going to be on Netflix eventually, even in the US and internationally and all that, we've seen what happens when, you know, a lot of people tune into Netflix. It has a tendency of having buffering problems. Do you foresee these problems for Mania?
No, I don't think so. Like with 60 million people for a WWE show,
that'll never happen.
That's ambitious.
That's not going to happen.
Even worldwide?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure. But
maybe at the peak?
Maybe, but like given the amount of negative press that the whole buffering thing with the Tyson Paul fight got, I'd have to think that Netflix is up there. Capacity for streams since then, so just so they'll never run into that issue ever again. However, they are streaming two NFL games on Christmas Day, so I guess we'll see if those get any buffering issues too. Wow. So
yeah, that's the funny thing about sports too. They're okay with the four major leagues. There is only 2 days a year where there are no major league sports.
Yeah.
Being played. Do you know those 2 days?
No, obviously not Christmas.
It's not Christmas because there's always been NBA games.
Yep.
On Christmas. The day before and the day after the Major League All-Star game.
Oh.
Are the only 2 days out of the four major leagues of, you know, sports, NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, and NHL. All year round, every day except for those two, because it's off season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the three, they only have Major League Baseball, and that's the All-Star break.
Hmm.
So there's a little bit of trivia.
Interesting.
Not gonna get you a raise at work. It's not getting you laid tonight, but it's an interesting little sports trivia.
Yeah. It is a scientific fact.
There you go. There you go. For me, I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm already subscribing to Netflix, you know, and I guess in some way, shape, or form, the WWF is going to get money out of me.
Not directly, though.
Yeah, like, it's not, you know, like, it would be if I had a subscription to the network or I went to a live show,
right?
You know, so this works out for me, you know, because there's just going to be times that you know, it's a Sunday night, the Royal Rumble. You know, if I'm not watching it here, you know, I've got the option to just
tune in,
sit down in my living room and watch it. So I kind of like that. And like, I've been waiting, like, God knows there's so much great stuff on YouTube from the territory days. Like, I watch a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
I just don't know anything about the quote unquote current product.
Right.
Okay, but well, I watch a shit ton of wrestling, but it's all stuff from the 80s.
Yeah, I,
you know,
well, I do want to say that the WWE Network was a very ambitious thing that they did back like 10 years ago when it first launched.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that like people could have dreamed of that actually came to fruition. It was like, wow, a streaming service that's dedicated entirely to all things under the WWE umbrella, like everything owned by it.
Right.
And I was like, at first I was like, cool. Like, it wasn't until I signed up that I later realized that I couldn't access all that stuff through my TV and I had to go through a website, but it was still cool that I had access to all of it.
Right.
And like, yeah, they did their thing for a while and then the Peacock deal happened and, but then everyone was relieved that we were everywhere else in the world was still getting the WWE Network as we knew it. But, yeah, now it's just completely shut down and it's just kind of weird to think like for 10 whole years, WWE had their own streaming service.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I like the idea. Don't make me jump hoops, you know, to get to something, you know, to phrase Jim Ross, you know, click here, drag that. Yeah, why don't you go fuck yourself? You know, I never forgot when Ross said that on his podcast because I'm like, yes, I can totally relate to that. So yeah. I can't wait. It, you know, if they get the library on, okay, on Netflix, and if I can just okay, go to World Class. All the World Class there that I would possibly want to watch. Okay. All the ECW. Okay, great. You know, they bought the AWA libraries. I think they bought a lot of the Stampede library as well.
Yeah.
Which I don't think Vince actually ended up paying Stu Hart anything.
Probably
for that. Although there's a lot of Stampede on YouTube now.
Keep in mind that it has now been proven that Vince McMahon paid more to cover up sex than he did for WCW.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
And see, that's something that I would like as well. Like an opera, like just a flick of the switch for the AC/DC fans. And there's WCW, you know.
Yeah, you can watch some old fall brawls or something.
Right,
but yeah.
Right. You know, war Thunder. Games, you know.
You would willingly watch Thunder?
No.
Well,
Thunder was a horrible show. Well, looking back, like,
yeah, but you have to give credit.
Yeah, but
to
when
Jeff
Norman
Jarrett.
Smiley had the hardcore title and defended it on Thunder all the time,
when he was screaming Norman Smiley,
and you have to give Jeff Jarrett
every time
Booker
he get
T credit because as the dying days of Thunder, that feud over the world title, like that had me tuning in. That had me excited for Thursday nights.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Hopefully, like they get that shit up on Netflix.
Well, it'll be there eventually, I'm sure. So
right on. You guys are excited for?
Yeah, I'm all for it. Like I was intrigued by the announcement. To begin with, I was like, really? Monday Night Raw is moving off of cable television and onto a streaming service.
Yeah.
And it kind of just made me like the times, they are a-changing, you know?
Like, they are a-changing.
Like, cable, I fear that in the next, like, 5 to 10 years, cable TV as we know it will cease to exist.
Just might not even
It'll just be streaming services.
Everything will be over the internet.
Yeah.
Right, which... I don't want
everyone will have to have Amazon Prime and
Yeah, which we're probably going to end up paying more for a whole bunch of streaming services than we would for cable.
Every streaming service you buy is like another like cable package, essentially. Yeah.
It's like Amazon's like $10-$11 a month. It's like, oh, you want this with the History Channel and all that shit too? There's an extra.
That's more.
There's an extra 15.
Yeah. Like Disney's going up $1. Next
I did
month.
It for. I did. Get the History Channel package for 1 month and just no lifed American Pickers. And I'm like, okay, I'm good now. And then
that's history, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I like American Pickers.
Okay.
It's a good show.
All right. Well.
Rest in peace, Frank Fritz.
Okay. Fair enough. No, I'm going to need cable. Like I have a very minimal cable package. Because up here in Canada, like, we have TSN, the sports network.
Yeah.
And we have Sportsnet.
Yeah.
Our sports networks.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird not seeing that Sportsnet bumper at the beginning and end of, or at the end of a commercial break.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't like this wording, but I'm a legit sports fan. Always have been. It predates, I've been a sports fan longer than wrestling and metal, you know, like. So I'm always going to have that. And that's the only reason why we still have cable. We have those two networks. It's $5 a month for the Fight Network, so I can watch DNA.
Well, yeah, and now.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Huh?
I don't think this has ever happened before.
Sorry, I didn't turn my 8 p.m. alarm off.
We interrupt this program to bring you.
The Falklands have just been invaded.
Wasn't there a thing on movie sets, like if anyone's phone went off, they had to buy a round for everyone?
We have this thing at work. Say you're working a conversion overnight, covering the ice or something. Okay. First person to slip.
Really?
Yeah. That's what we do.
But
that's why I'm extra cautious.
Now I've lost track of what we were talking about.
We were talking about the network.
Sports. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. TSN.
We were talking about sports. Yeah. So now Sportsnet is going to have 7 hours of TV time that they can dedicate to actual sports again. Now that WWE's off. Yeah.
That's true too. And
not including rerun times for the shows, but the initial blocks of time that they have.
Right.
Seven hours,
which,
yeah.
Which today you guys are gonna be shocked. You're gonna kind of be surprised because the reruns, okay, like you up here in Canada, we do have Raw Live, we have NXT Live. I don't know what it is.
It used to be live at 7 o'clock, but now it's like they wait to play it till 10.
Oh, okay.
Because they have a UFC thing that they like to play.
Yeah, they show it in the States at 7.
Is SmackDown?
Well, that's on the CW. Up here on Sportsnet, they dedicate the 7 o'clock Tuesday time to whatever UFC.
It's
thing
like,
going on.
I've seen all the spoilers for NXT, and it's just starting now.
Yeah.
SmackDown Live?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, so that's going.
Apparently,
that's
during
going
the holidays, it's not again. Okay.
Well,
doing the two tape thing for everyone to get time off again.
Well, good for him.
That's good for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Vince made them work every fucking week, regardless of the holidays. So
yeah. But to be fair,
on Christmas Day. Yes, you're doing it.
Yeah.
To be fair. It wasn't just Vince. Like guys, like promoters, like Bill Watts and the old Mid South. Like Christmas and Thanksgiving, especially Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Those were big money days for wrestling and all that. So, those guys were working on those. So, it's not just the WWF in that case. You brought up a good point. It's freeing up airtime. Up here, TSN.
Well, they play AEW.
Has AEW. But with everything, with Netflix, I'm especially thinking about this. With Netflix taking, like with NXT leaving the CW, that frees up some space to maybe, what about putting the NWA back on? Because
NXT is not leaving the CW. They're still doing that in the States.
In the States. Yeah. But when that contract.
Oh,
runs up. Then I'm assuming.
Oh, in 5 years,
You know, okay. Yeah. Maybe we're a little early in thinking about that.
They just went to the CW,
Oh, okay. Because from what I'm hearing, is the NWA is not even on the CW app anymore. They're on X. Or Twitter.
Huh.
And I don't know how that's working out.
I didn't even know. So.
Yeah, and there's no way that I'm not getting a Twitter account just so I can watch wrestling on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah. Sorry there, pumpkins. But
Billy Pumpkins.
I don't think so.
I liked it when NWA Power was on YouTube for a little bit.
Yeah, that was nice.
Or on Triller or something. Something that we had access to. Imagine that.
Through our TVs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there is a Twitter or X app for your TV, but if there is, I don't really think I want it. So
you don't pay for Twitter, do you?
If you want the blue check mark, you do.
What is a blue check mark?
You're a verified profile. Like, I think it's like $9 a month or something, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have a check mark above
you.
Your name.
A blue check mark next to your name. Yeah.
Well, I want my NWA back.
Bottom line is,
I'm not jumping.
I
want to
just be entitled because I have the check mark.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Okay. So overall, I'm thinking this is a good thing for me.
It's a good thing. Yeah. I have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. So I save money on my cable bill. I get my Netflix back. I get access to all their movies again. Right, so, and get to watch WWE in ultra high definition.
Ooh.
So,
and we're still going to kind of stay within the territory. We do kind of have something else, another elephant in the room. I guess we should kind of address.
It's more elephant than room now.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't want to get too much into this because I don't want to get all political and get up on my snowbox and
did that last episode. So.
Yeah, we do have to talk.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I just went off.
But Linda McMahon.
Oh yeah,
getting nominated by Trump as a nomination.
The Secretary of Education, I think.
Yeah, for the Grand Poobah of Education.
Yeah.
And all that, and I don't know. It just okay. First of all, I get it. Okay, Trump and the McMahons, and there's a lot of wrestling fans, you know, that, and I know some of them personally love the WWF. Fucking hate Trump with every fiber of their being. The reality is, you know, like in a roundabout way, support WWE, you're supporting Trump. You know, maybe not directly, maybe not financially and all that, but they're all kind of cut from the same cloth. So I knew, okay, once his second reign of terror started, in some way, shape, or form, this was going to benefit the McMahons in some way, because they've been in bed for so long, going back to WrestleMania 5 and 6,
yeah.
4 and 5 or whatever,
yeah, those
whatever
Trump
it was.
Plaza.
And they're at Trump Plaza and all that. So when he announced his nominee as Linda McMahon for that head honcho of education, I'm like, part of me was like, what? And then another part of me says, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. This really isn't a... obviously, this really isn't a position, or at least Trump thinks this isn't a position that you need a whole hell of a lot of qualifications for.
Apparently not. Linda's never worked in education.
No, but I also read something the other day that Linda's lawyer got involved in something, and Linda and Vince are separated. Like, they're divorced. They're not together anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
But still, you know, she's still a Trump bootlicker. Yeah. They always will be.
She still has the name McMahon.
Yeah, yeah. They all will be.
So now there's a video of Knox County Mayor tombstoning the Secretary of Education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that, 2006,
I think?
Yeah. Yeah, and isn't Trump part of the WWF Hall of Fame in the celebrity wing?
Yeah, sure is.
All right. Well, what qualifications does Linda have?
I don't know. She's been a Republican politician for X amount of years, and
getting stunned by Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her qualifications.
Yeah.
The on-screen CEO for WWE.
She was the CEO for WWE for many years.
Yeah.
She did a fantastic job, I guess.
The angle where she was like comatose.
How?
Oh yeah. where she was, yeah, she was comatose and she stood up at WrestleMania 17 and got the biggest pop of the night.
Yeah.
She had a work shoot angle with her husband screwing the divas and
Trish Stratus.
Okay. Okay, impressive resumes for wrestling.
Yeah.
For what education? Has she done for the, you know, and now I've, every once in a while, and I bring this upon myself, and I know I shouldn't do it, but you go on Facebook and you see an article and you make a comment and then someone responds, and more often than not, I do the responsible thing and just ignore it. But, you know, sometimes I do, sometimes I do, you know, start interacting with some people and I'm getting the response of, oh, well, Linda, she was the CEO of this major corporation and all that, so she's well qualified. Well, no, you know, okay, she married a guy who inherited an already established company. Now, granted, the WWF E is a hell of a lot bigger now than the WWWF, you know, and then the WWF was when he inherited it. I'm not saying he bought it. That's bullshit.
You know, like,
no, because he paid for it with profits after he took over. He basically just gave his dad some money from a business that he started running.
Yeah.
You know, so no. He didn't buy it. It was given to him.
Did he take out a small loan of $1 million?
Yeah, small loan of $1 million.
Yeah. So, yeah, what are her qualifications for this?
If I could tell you, I would.
It can't be just because you're a smart business person. Because the way I see it, Rick Steiner is more qualified for this position than she is, because he's actually a teacher. He's actually in the education world.
Rick Steiner.
He's actually, and he's a real piece of work himself, but
he's a teacher.
Yeah, he's actually in the education field.
Wasn't Grayson Waller a teacher?
I think so. So
in Australia?
Hangman Adam Page was.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at all these candidates.
Yeah.
But she has, they're not sucking Trump off. So, and I mean that.
That
I
we
mean
know
that
of.
Literally. That we know of.
Yeah. Or that we know of. Yeah. Allegedly. You know, that we're just alleging right now. So, yeah. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't know. Like, the first time Trump was around, I just remember any news report about him just made the U.S. seem like it was just like a reality TV show. So, looks like we're just getting more of that this time around, too. So we can, we can count on four more years of that.
But you know what? We're going to
season two's been interesting so far.
We're going to get four more years of great music.
Yeah.
You know, and movies.
The only good thing.
Stand up. And yeah.
Four more years of good sketches. Punk music.
That's right.
Sketch comedy.
Everything. So, four more years of
oh, why am I drawing a blank on that comedian's name now?
Shane Gillis
doing Trump.
Right on. Okay, so we spoke enough about the WWE and all of that stuff. I do kind of want to shift focus here, because this weekend
is War Games.
It's Game Changer Wrestling is having a pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
As we speak, I think Bloodsport's
on as we're talking right now.
Okay, yeah. So we're gonna have to wait until later on this evening if I watch any of that tonight. But last night they kind of had an interesting show. GCW's Dream On. At the American Dream Mall in New Jersey.
Holy shit, Snowy's talking about a GCW show that I didn't watch?
What?
No, I mean, I'm going to watch it when I can, but huh?
I sat down and, you know, I went back and forth with some other stuff, and I didn't pay attention to everything, but the card kind of caught my eye. I liked the idea of where it was. Okay. I remember on my own personal Facebook, I made a post that I was watching it. Mr. Matt Bowman, shout out, buddy. He responded with my post by saying, yeah, it's a great show. You'll enjoy it. The Shining Wizards guys, you know, from the Shining Wizards Network, mm-hmm. our sister show and all that. But the Shining Wizards podcast, those guys are from Jersey.
Right.
So I'm hoping at least, you know, I hope those guys caught the show. I'm going to have to talk to them personally about it. And I hope they had a good time. For myself, it was kind of hit and miss. Like, there was enough for me to give it some time. I'm not going to do what you do.
Not go down.
Going through every match and all that. That's your thing. Okay. We'll just give it. So I'm going to go through some highlights and some lowlights here quickly. The show starts with the introduction of Kurt Angle.
Oh.
Now, that day, like before the card, they had one of the WrestleFest type conventions. So they had a number of wrestlers there doing autographs and all that. So they brought Angle out, and it was kind of funny. You know, he comes out to his music, you know, and everyone's chanting, "You suck," you know, like they do that.
Well, it's great.
Yeah. I think GCW, when they were doing it, there was no malice. It was kind of tongue in cheek, all in good fun.
Suck.
I definitely enjoyed that. They brought Mick Foley out as well. Okay. And then they brought out Blue Pain. And it's just like, it's Kane, much smaller guy.
Yeah.
But a Blue Kane outfit.
Yep. He was called Blue Kane for a little while.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before he got a cease and desist.
Oh, okay.
So now he's Blue Pain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, there are other Kane characters.
There's other Kanes. Yeah. Like what?
There's the gay Kane, Gane.
Gane.
Yeah.
The Gane.
He's got a rainbow colored suit.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
and there's
represent.
Two,
I get behind that.
There's two cocaine.
Yeah, cocaines who dress in white. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, through chopped lines and eight balls. It's got to be cocaine.
Okay, I kind of get it, but. Yeah, this really
at a
isn't
show
for me.
In the UK soon. It's actually going to be Blue Pain versus Gane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
See, for a while, I thought that was the same guy, just doing all of them. But
guess not.
It's just, yeah. That's going to cause me pain.
Blue Pain.
Blue Pain.
Snowy Pain.
Gane Pain.
Yeah. But okay, it kind of is what it is.
It's going to cause my headache, so head pain.
Yeah, head pain. Little while later, Ricky Starks shows up.
Ooh.
He came down the escalators that were nearby the ring and all that, which made for a really good visual when they showed it up high and you saw the upper decks of the malls and people walking by and the audience surrounding the ring and all that. So, yeah, it made for a really cool visual. And it was awesome seeing Starks coming down the escalator and, you know, doing his kind of thing, which was kind of helped build his appearance to Hammerstein in January. GCW is doing the Hammerstein versus the World.
Again, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which
is Starks wrestling at that show?
I think so. They're building something up. I don't know if they had, can't recall.
Because he did call out, like, I'm tired of sitting on my ass at home.
Yeah, because AEW is just, like,
doing
not
nothing with him.
Right.
Because allegedly, he expressed that he wasn't going to re-sign with them.
Mm-hmm.
His contract was up. He was going to be going to WWE. So
right.
Be with his good pal Cody.
So it was cool seeing Starks there. Matt Cardona, always. He's still the grit. He's the indie god for a reason. He's the best reason to tune in. The Deathmatch King and all that.
I love how
it just works so well.
I love how Jimmy Lloyd has to use his music now. The O Radio.
Oh, does he?
Well, it makes sense because he's like.
The Zack Ryder music?
Mm-hmm.
He's. Lloyd is. I think it's the same guy. He's Cardona's lackey.
Yeah, Jimmy
right.
Lloyd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he lost a match to him because Cardona's dad hit him with a chair.
Ah,
yeah. So, okay, yeah, fair enough. Jimmy Lloyd has to use Cardona's WWE music.
Yeah.
Well, Cardona had a match with the one called Manders.
The one called Manders?
One called Manders. Yeah,
that's his name. One called Manders.
Yeah, which JBL appeared.
Oh.
And interfered, got the win for Cardona.
He just JBL. Does that now, doesn't he?
Shows up, clothesline from hell, leave.
Yeah. Which I don't like JBL. I don't like him personally. I don't like,
you like the character.
Him, the character or nothing.
But seeing him clothesline people again and people still making it look good, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I just wish it was Bradshaw, not JBL.
Yeah. Yeah.
The long, like can, the long like haired the Texan.
Well, they though, also yeah. say John Layfield. They don't say Bradshaw.
Oh,
yeah.
I
guess
that's
they
true.
Can't.
Yeah,
yeah,
Bradshaw's a WWE thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of in the minus thing.
Because, like, what is Bradshaw doing here? Sounds way better than what is John Layfield doing here.
Yeah, true.
What really got my attention as I was looking at the card. This is a card. Okay. Ricky Morton versus Little Guido.
Oh, really?
From ECW. And I'm still a Rock and Roll Express mark. Okay.
Rock and Roll Express versus the full-blooded Italians.
Yeah, in kind of a roundabout way. But as that match is starting, Kerry Morton, who at first I didn't buy him as a heel, Ricky Morton's son, but he's such a great little prick.
Is he?
You know, yeah.
he's such a great little prick.
Yeah, so he's doing him and his buddy Griffin something. Came
well,
down.
Griffin McCoy.
That's it. Yeah. They came down to the ring. Kerry's calling them out for being old or whatever. So they come up. Well, why don't we have a tag team match? Like Stevie Wonder saw that coming. Okay. And yeah, so it was really cool seeing Guido and Morton and, you know, getting the victory there. Masha Slamovic. Okay, she was defending the Jersey Championship wrestling.
Oh, she wasn't defending the IWS?
She had two belts.
Yeah,
because
one's
just
the IWS, like the Montreal promotion.
Ah.
She's the IWS.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure she was just defending the one, you know, which makes sense. They were in Jersey and all that. Against Santana Jackson.
Yes.
Okay.
I like Santana Jackson.
I
fuck off.
I never saw this character before. And I just stood there. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This guy, he's got a mask or makeup or something. I hope that's not his face. Okay.
No, I don't
but
think it would be.
He looks like Michael Jackson after, like, his last days after all the face surgeries.
Mm-hmm. Surgeries, yeah.
And all that. And it's like, okay, this is just a stupid fucking gimmick. He's moonwalking, he's doing all his little dances and all that. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't. This is dumb.
His moonwalk DDT is great, okay?
But Michael Jackson, okay, I'm just gonna say, wink, wink, allegedly was a fucking pedophile.
Yep.
So, like, why on earth would you want to make a character after this? You know, this abomination. What made it worse? Okay, you want to, if you have to have this stupid gimmick, he should be jerking the curtain, putting the women over. He should never be anywhere near a title at all. Like, I was just, okay, this is absolute bullshit and all that. So, yeah, I'm going to got that off my chest. Okay. Slamovich won, thank God. You know, the main event.
Did he hit the moonwalk DDT?
He did some moonwalking and the weird thing with his arms and just, she beat the tar out of him. And that's good for, thank you. Okay. No, absolutely horrible. I expect this shit from Vince McMahon. Anyways, main event was okay. This is kind of the, you know, there was a lot of crap. There's a lot of matches on this. This is just the highlights and lowlights. There's a lot of matches that I'm just kind of like, you know, there was a scramble match in there. whole bunch of indie guys. Some, you know, I was doing other things. You know, even the tag team match, I really wasn't, like the title match, really wasn't too worried about that. Main event, Mance Warner defended it versus Effie. Okay, I can get behind this. It was a pretty good match. Okay, it ended up a no contest when Alley Catch interfered.
And attacked Effie.
And both of them. Yeah.
Alley attacked Warner too.
Yeah. And I kind of saw that coming because I know they're building up because Catch turned on Effie.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to be, you know, a huge part of
Alley or, yeah, have like Alley beat Warner for the belt right before Hammerstein. And then main event, Alley, Effie, GCW.
Do you need a title for that match?
No. So,
like I wouldn't put the title on either of them. I would have Warner defending against, you know, another rising.
Yeah. And then just have like.
And then have a grudge match between those
have
two.
No DQ, Alley, Effie at Hammerstein.
Yeah. That's the way I would book it. So you didn't catch any of this?
I haven't
I've just spoiled the shit out of it for you.
I'll still watch it.
And all that.
I know what happened
know
at.
If you're going to bother.
I know what happened at. I know what happened at NGI last week.
Dark showing up seems intriguing. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Fair I know enough. What happened at NGI last weekend, and I still watched it.
Oh, okay. So okay, good.
That
good.
Was a Sawyer Rex retirement show, and she won the whole tournament.
Well, that makes sense if it's her retirement thing. Well, good for her. That's
and then Atticus Kogar returned to GCW and attacked her at the end of the show, and then it ended.
Ah. Okay, and who's Kogar again?
One of the Kogar brothers.
Isn't she the principal on Rock and Roll High School?
Kogar,
yeah. Principal Kogar?
I don't know.
Yeah. He's the guy who likes to use the skewers.
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Snowy's favorite, you know?
Yeah.
Well, originally Masada started doing it, and then Kogar started doing it without Masada's permission, and then it led them to a actual blood feud. And then they had a match, and both skewered the fuck out of each other. And yeah.
And of course, you would know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was the first show that Mox showed up and confronted Gage the first time.
Oh, okay. I think we might have seen that. We might have watched
that. That was that outdoor show.
Oh, okay.
Like at the height of COVID.
Oh, okay. Then no.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. On Mondays, it's the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Roe, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling, and the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling action figure collecting. Also on Mondays, it's 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Rounding out Mondays, it's the Shining Wizards, covering everything in the world of pro wrestling. On Wednesdays, it's the Mark Order Podcast, keeping you up to date on everything AEW. On Fridays, it's Horns Up, as Radioactive Metal brings you everything in the world of heavy metal music. And on Saturdays, it's the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like Bread Club, bringing you the latest from New Japan Pro Wrestling. The Brocast, your watch-along from Down Under, featuring the greatest wrestling matches in history. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. Going Underground, taking you back to everything in the history of Lucha Underground. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Okay, well, I guess I'm the only one that can kind of rate this. I'm going to say horns in the middle, leaning down, though, unfortunately. Yeah. There's just a lot of crap that I either didn't care about or crap that pissed me off.
And probably a lot of crap that couldn't get away with in a mall.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of surprised. Like,
because I saw like photos from the Scramble and like Tremont and Janela and them. It's like, okay, you see a card with Tremont, you're like, oh, deathmatch.
Yeah, well.
The mall wouldn't like that very much.
No, you didn't see I don't think anyone...
Who wants to clean up glass ever... today? None of us? Cool.
Yeah. No, no. So, yeah, didn't blow me away. There were some good spots, but for the most part, yeah. Yeah. We're going to switch gears here. Everyone take a quick drink of, you know, whatever it is we're drinking. You've
water.
Got your water. You've got
bubbly.
I got my coffee going here.
You're drinking coffee at 8:30 at night.
Of course.
Yeah. on a Sunday.
I'll have two more cups tonight.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you work tomorrow, sir?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just have an edible when I get home. Gone.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. We're going to switch gears here and get into this episode's A Turnbuckle Talk. And it's that time of year in my hot little fist here, which no one can see, but I'm going to show you guys. It is the women's 250. Okay, with Toni Storm on the cover.
As she should be.
As she, yes, yeah. She was number one. Ranked number one every year. Pro Wrestling Illustrated for many years had their PWI 500. Ranked 500, you know, from all the indies, all the major federations, and all that. The last so many years now, I don't know exactly how many, they've been doing the women's 250. In this same issue, okay. It's the PWI Awards time. Now, basically, what that is after they get through the women's 250, which that in itself, we should make a turnbuckle talk soon enough. When you get through all of that, you get to the 2024 Achievement Awards.
Okay. That was Mr. Cody Rhodes right there.
There's Mr. Yeah, yeah. Where basically every year for I don't know how many years now, this has always been for my personal fandom ever since the mid 80s when I started reading Pro Wrestling Illustrated. While I never actually voted, okay, it was always a big deal for me to go through the awards. They gave a list of the top candidates, and then a couple issues later. They would have the PWI year-end awards. What I thought we would do for this week's Turnbuckle Talk is we'll go through the categories. Okay. And I'll throw out
Oh, no. He's sitting up now. He's serious.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
You know he's serious when you hear his chair adjusting.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is
oh, fuck.
This is definitely my wheelhouse. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to throw out the categories. The top candidates, according to Pro Wrestling Illustrated. And we, while it's not going to count as an official vote because it's just us jerking off here, we are going to quote-unquote vote. We are going to quote-unquote vote in this year's PWI Achievement Awards. How does that sound?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Right on, right on. And
no backing out now. We don't really have a choice.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of.
He's kind of in the way of the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the crazy train is definitely on the track. So it's always been customary to start off with Rookie of the Year. The wrestler you select as Rookie of the Year must fulfill two qualifications. They must not have been a runner-up last year, and they competed in their first professional match no earlier than January 1st, 23. So basically, this year. So, and these can be tough thinking off the top of your head, especially Rookie of the Year. So they always have a list of candidates, top candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I only learned who one of these were earlier this afternoon when I actually watched it was NXT.
Okay.
But we got Kalani Jordan.
Yep.
That name rings a bell.
Yeah, she's the current, she was the first women's North American champion.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay, which I think the WWF has a U.S. woman's.
Yep. Yeah, that's
tournament going on now. Or
that's
going
to be going. Yeah, that's going to be going on.
Chelsea Green better win that.
I hope so. Yeah. So we got Kalani Jordan, Oleg Bolton, Jada Parker, Zamea, Zones, all capital word, all capital letters, Zones.
Zones.
Like it sounds like. Victoria Yazuki, Paul Walter Hauser, Carmen Petrovic, which that's the only one that I knew of, and I just learned about her today.
She's NXT as well, yeah.
And Rion, R-A-A-N.
Rion, okay.
Rion or Ryan. Or,
The only, the only two of those that I recognize were Kalani Jordan and Carmen Petrovic. Yep. So.
Me too.
Okay, wow. Petrovic, okay, is there? They were doing some, like, I understand when they, during the Attitude Era and the NWO angle and all that, they referred to wrestling as soap opera for guys.
Yeah.
Okay, which I totally got. Okay, the demograph for pro wrestling is guys 18 to 40. Okay, right now with this Carmen Petrovic, it's total Days of Our Lives soap opera bullshit.
Oh, yeah, she's got, like, a storyline
with her tag team partner.
Okay.
And earlier today, like, what I saw, it looked like they were just about to kiss, or they were making googly eyes to each other or whatever bullshit. And then another female comes, one of their wrestlers, I think Nikita Lyons.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
She walks by and thanks that guy, mentioned something about him texting her. So Petrovic goes, "You texted her?" And then turned around and stomped off. And he's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Fuck." This is not soap opera for guys. This is fucking Friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were on a break.
What what demographic is this catering to? Okay.
The CW.
Yeah, I guess so. So I'm going to go with Kalani Jordan, just from what you said. She sounds like she's the only one that accomplished anything.
Yep, first ever women's North American champion.
So what about you?
Yeah, I'll go Kalani
Jordan. Okay, sounds good. Yeah.
Yes, so that's the only one we know.
Yeah.
Most improved wrestler of the year. Whoever did the most to improve their craft as a wrestler or a competitor who has stepped it up in the ring and captured a major title for the first. Like, that was always my criteria, even though guys like Terry Gordy, Kurt Hennig were veterans.
Mm-hmm.
By the time Gordy won the UWF title, he won this. Okay, Kurt Angle wins the AWA. Kurt Angle. Kurt Hennig.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle won the AWA.
Wins the AWA world title, then he wins this award. So, yeah, like, whoever made the most career stride in the last year. And top candidates include Mariah May.
I was going to say, yeah.
Shota Umino.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, okay. Oma Femi. Nia Jax.
Oma Femi, yeah.
Mascara. Yeah. Dorada. Point Two. Maxine Dupree. Ash by Elegance. Megan Bain. Luke Jacobs. Yuma Anzal. And Maya Sakurai.
Oh, Maya Sakurai, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say,
who is the most improved this year?
Well, I mean, Mariah May won the AEW Women's World Championship, right. So.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's just unfortunate that now that with Mercedes Moné being the TBS champion, that title is being treated more like a world title than the actual world title.
Yep.
It's like they switched importance on air.
Right.
Because of who's holding it.
Yep.
So it's like Mercedes is making the champion. The championship isn't making her.
Right. Yeah.
That being said, though, Mariah May's whole storyline with Tony Storm going into their match when she turned on her, that whole thing was just like when she turned on Tony Storm, when she won the Women's Own Heart Cup.
Right.
That was brilliant. Mm-hmm. I loved every second of that.
Right. Didn't she end up busting her open when she turned on her? Hit her with the belt?
No, she hit her with a heel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with a high heel shoe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I caught that. Yeah, Mariah May is definitely one. Mm-hmm. I do like Ash by Elegance was Dana Brooke.
In WWE,
WWE. I like how TNA has given her a push. And she's really running with that character as well. But yeah, I'm going to go with Mariah May.
The name Ash by Elegance doesn't really roll off the tongue, though.
No, no. And now she's got a lackey, something else by Elegance.
Oh, geez.
As well, which...
So Elegance is supposed to be some sort of like a perfume company or something?
Maybe.
Ash by Elegance.
Yeah, we definitely didn't need a second one. What about you, dude?
Either Mariah May or Oba Femi.
Okay.
Yeah, Oba Femi had a good run with the North American title.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she's something.
He.
Oh.
Yeah, Oba Femi's a guy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so used to, the top candidates in my head being women.
Yeah, Oba Femi had a really long reign with the North American title. So
okay.
Yeah, so he had a good year, and
mm-hmm.
not sure what he's doing right now, but I could imagine he'll be going after the NXT championship.
Either
soon.
That or maybe, no, he wouldn't be called up this early, would he?
I would like to see him have a run with the NXT championship before he goes to the main roster, because I don't think he's quite ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's good. He's over.
That feud with Tony D'Angelo is good.
Oh, yeah. The one where he actually lost the North American title. Yeah.
The one where Tony D'Angelo paid Hammerstone to try and beat him and he couldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I want to see him have a run with the NXT championship before they call him up to the main roster, because he's still kind of green, I will say. At least he's over. He's got all the people doing the "whoo" thing, like in between every line that he says. Kind of like it's a lot more tolerable than "what."
Oh God!
Shh. What?
Yeah. Don't put that out there.
It's out there already. I can't take it back.
Inspirational wrestler of the year. Okay, the categories for those who blah, 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 who bring in light to the sport and in many cases its fans through their accomplishment within or outside of the squared circle. Basically, wrestlers that inspired people.
Well, I mean, Cody Rhodes finished his story. It doesn't get more inspirational than that.
Well, top candidates for 2024. Right out of the gate, Cody Rhodes.
Of course.
Jeff Jarrett, Bryan Danielson, Sami Zayn, Jessica Troy, whoever that is.
Never heard of her.
Otis and Mike Santana.
Otis? Oh, I guess Otis. He
learned how to stand up for himself.
In storyline, but in real life, he learned how to read.
So yeah, true. Yeah.
Pretty, oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
Pretty big accomplishment. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He read his first ever book this year.
Yep.
Over the
summer. Wow. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. And then Sami Zayn has his Syrian charity that he runs. So
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sammy for Syria.
Sammy Uso.
Yeah, okay. Sammy Uso. Yeah.
Sammy Uso.
Yeah, he's back in the bloodline.
Yep.
Well, yeah, the OG bloodline.
Yeah, and the bloodline are the good guys now. And
yeah, well, because Solo's running the bloodline 2.0. So
right, and that's going to be the Survivor Series. That's going to be the War Games
next weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be them plus CM Punk and Bronson Reed for whatever reason. Like,
yeah.
I think it should have just been 4-on-4, but who am I? Who am I?
fair enough.
Imagine at the end of that match, Sammy turns on Roman again.
Oh, God.
And then says, "I did it for The Rock."
Oh, God.
I'm sure The Rock will be involved in some way or another.
He'll show up and point again and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got to get Rock at Mania in some way, shape, or form. So, inspirational wrestler. And to me, I don't know if this is really a category that we really need, but because it's like you said, it's the stuff outside of the ring.
Yeah.
With Otis and Zayn and all that. Like, I guess that's Cody's where him telling the story.
Cody's been doing a lot of Make-A-Wish stuff, kind of like how John Cena did. So,
that's true.
Okay.
So in all aspects, he pretty much is the new John Cena. So,
right.
Yeah. Super Cody.
Right. Yep. So what say you guys? Inspirational wrestler of the year.
Well, if it had to be about wrestling, I guess I'd have to say Cody because, he finished the story, I guess. Mm-hmm. But Although I do want to point out that if he doesn't have a match at Survivor Series, that's three pay-per-views in a row where he hasn't defended the WWE Championship.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're calling Roman Reigns out for that type of shit,
we got to start.
Got to start doing it for Cody.
Yeah, fair enough.
People are already doing it online.
Yeah, well,
so what I like to do to piss them off, I'll be like, you know, there's house shows where he defends them constantly, and they're like.
Yeah, but the whole point of having pay-per-views, you want to see the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
Like Gunther's defending the world title, granted, but let's be honest here. That belt does not have the prestige that the WWE Championship does.
No.
It's a better looking belt, mm-hmm. but it's not, it doesn't have the, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. My brain's not working right now. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, something like that. It doesn't have the lineage.
Right.
I guess, yeah.
Right. So, what about you, dude? Most inspirational.
I guess Cody.
Cody.
You guess Cody.
Cody.
Okay, Bryan Danielson, isn't he? He came back from his brain injury.
And
he's doing a full time schedule and looking good.
Well, he's retired now.
Right.
But, yeah.
But this year. He was doing his thing.
Yeah, it was his last full-time run, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. After being retired in 2016 and coming back in 2018, which nobody thought would be possible to begin with,
mm-hmm.
hard to believe that was only a two-year thing for that to happen.
It felt like way longer.
It did. And to think that was 6 years ago that he's been back since. Oh. So, yeah. I'll give you a minute.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was WrestleMania 34 that he came back. So, yeah,
right.
That was his comeback match.
So, yeah, I think I'm going with Danielson on
this.
Yeah. Most popular wrestler of the year. Now, there's kind of two ways of looking at this.
Yeah.
Popularity, who gets the most amount of cheers?
Let me guess, Roman's on there.
Who's selling the most merch and all that?
Because Roman's on there.
But on
Larry,
the other
CM
hand...
CM Punk's dog Larry sold a lot of merch, so...
But on the other
Let's
hand...
Let's go Larry.
Yeah.
What I always thought, as a teenager, when I was first going reading these and all that, I had two schools of thought. Do you want to look at it from, who's... the most popular, regardless of my own personal opinion, or do I want to put my personal feelings, because back when I started doing these awards, Hulk Hogan was the biggest fucking thing in the world.
Of course.
But I wasn't the most popular wrestler in my world.
No.
So you can either think in either of those terms. Shall we say, because that's just the way that I. Now, what they're saying is wrestlers, cheers, adulation, and the love of the fans. But in recent years, some of the heels have been getting more popularity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wrestlers, are eligible in this category as well as most hated and all that. So, with that in mind, some top candidates. Cody Rhodes, Bryan Danielson, Rhea Ripley, Swerve Strickland, Jey Uso, Jordan Grace, Mark Briscoe, Roman Reigns.
Oh boy.
Will Ospreay, Tony Storm, Mina,
Shirakawa,
LA Knight, CM Punk, Willow Nightingale, Joe Hendry.
Oh my God.
Julia.
Yes.
Julia Mystico and Tetsuyo Naito.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever your category is and how you want to approach it is what it is.
Well, I mean, Joe Hendry has been pretty popular. He's been trending. He's been making... They've even been referencing him on, news channels sometimes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah they've been using
No, Joe, get out of here.
Yeah, they've been using, the line, say his name, and he appears, and, yeah.
And then a picture of him comes up, and then the guy's
not
like,
you,
not
get
not
out.
You.
Yeah.
Right. And that's... definitely one to consider.
And
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
well.
And I can totally see him being in the 2025 Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number three.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do him that early. I would do him a little bit later. But
halfway, 15?
Yeah, just I can just see, the buzzer goes off. It's, dark in there, pitch black. It's, quiet for like 10 seconds and then the say his name and then the crowd would just go insane.
Yeah, definitely. But unless he's signed to a contract, he's not going in there and the third position, eliminating 15 guys, going all the way and then losing at the last second.
Well, I think his TNA,
he's not going to get too much of a
I think his TNA contract is coming up pretty soon, so I think he might be signed to a WWE deal after that.
It could, so it really could go.
It could, anyway. Yeah. But I'm not saying that he's going to like come in and like clean house and then go back to NXT and be like, "Hey, remember me?"
Right.
Yeah.
So, what say you?
I would say Joe Hendry.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people, even non-wrestling fans, were talking about him.
Non-wrestling fans. Okay,
that's fair ball. What about you?
Yeah, I'll go with Joe Hendry.
Yeah. Myself, who the people that I was cheering for the most, I'm not going to go because they're kind of heels and all that. So I'm just going to, I'm going to do the Mark thing here. And I really dig what you're saying about Joe Hendry. He's mm-hmm. the most popular guy in TNA, so that's definitely points in his favor. The fans turned Swerve Strickland. He was a heel.
That's true.
But everyone just, I don't know what it was.
It was his song. It was his theme song.
Okay, yeah.
Prince Donna's dance.
Yeah. That stupid dance and all that, yeah. Well, there was enough people, yeah. That's what got Trump.
The catchphrase of whose house, Swerve's house. Yeah.
Just stuff like that. He was a cool heel that they turned outright. And for the longest time.
After he committed a home invasion.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Threatened, like, not directly, but stood over.
Hangman's son's baby carriage.
In the crib. Yeah.
Yeah, like, or baby crib.
Like,
yeah.
This is absolutely fucked. 2 months later, he's the most popular. You know, but that's always been a thing with pro
beating
wrestling.
Beating Samoa Joe for the world. Well, it's like Roman Reigns now. Like last year, he's this, or like earlier this year, he's just like this conniving, manipulative son of a bitch that turned his entire family against him.
and now
it's like both Jey Uso and Sami Zayn are like back by his side fighting
right.
with him.
Yeah, and the fans love
like,
him.
There was a little bit of turmoil there between them at the beginning, but now it's all like, we've put our differences aside and we need to focus on taking out Solo because he's the real enemy here. It's like, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Is he really the real
enemy? I have a feeling Heyman's turning on Roman soon.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to think that because he was wearing a red shirt underneath his suit.
And the red handkerchief.
Oh, well.
In the pocket.
Maybe that's what they want you to believe.
Who knows? Yeah, I'm going with Strickland, even though there are some people on this list. And my own list that I've actually cheer for. Flip the coin.
Which he lost clean to Bobby Lashley last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Full gear, yeah.
Other side of the coin, most hated. You know, once again, we're going to go with our own rules here. It can be like people that we just don't like personally.
So Dominic Mysterio's up there.
Yeah,
or we can go with
Logan. Not there.
Just the fan reaction.
Yeah.
So yeah, right out of the gate, Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah.
MJF, Liv Tyler, Nia Jax, Solo Sikoa.
Liv Tyler.
You mean Liv Morgan?
Liv Morgan.
Liv Tyler.
I was like, Liv Tyler's a wrestler.
Yeah.
What?
You know what? I've probably called her Liv Tyler. Multiple times.
Probably,
you know, yeah. Jack Perry, Chris Jericho, Mercedes, Mustafa Ali, The Rock, Matt Cardona, Evil, all capital letters.
All from New Japan, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Drew McIntyre, Mariah May, Logan Paul, Athena, Roxanne Perez.
Roxanne Perez.
Roxanne.
That's Roxy, man.
Roxy, yeah. Which I kind of liked. I liked her in Ring of Honor.
I like her in NXT.
Wasn't she the first Ring of Honor Women's Champion?
Yeah, the Women of Honor Champion.
Yeah, I think so.
Young Bucks and Don Callis.
Oh, Don Callis.
Yeah.
Callis.
Yeah. I don't know.
I usually don't try. I try not to swear in front of kids, but Don Callis made me yell out "fuck you, Don Callis" in front of children at an AEW event.
Was that the last one?
Yeah. And I was after, right after I said it, I was just getting way too into it. I was like, oh, no, fuck you, Don Callis. And then I just, like, looking around, all these parents are just, like, looking at me, and I'm just like, sorry.
Whoops.
Hey, you brought them here.
He's a bad man.
That's right. But, that's right.
The dad looks away.
Yeah.
Whisper, so, fuck you, Don Callis. Say it, Timmy. Say it.
Well, I mean, Don Callis also got Kyle Fletcher to turn on Will Ospreay, so he's a bastard.
Yep.
He's a bad man.
So I'm gonna say Don Callis, because, like,
okay, that's good.
Even though he's from Winnipeg, fuck him. He's a piece of shit.
Okay.
He's a bad person.
Fair enough. What you say, you dude?
I said Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Fair enough. Fair
he's
enough.
Such a great heel.
He would definitely be on my list. There are some people on this list I actually enjoy, and that I would cheer for: Jack Perry, Matt Cardona, Roxanne Perez, Roxy, you know.
Yeah.
Jack Perry also lost the TNT Championship last night to Daniel Garcia.
Yeah. He wasn't doing anything with it anyway.
No.
Now the Young Bucks have been written off TV, the whole Elite storyline is kind of just like, eh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Okada's not calling anyone a bitch anymore.
Yeah, he's actually back to, like, Okada.
Yeah.
Now he's got
that's good. I just didn't buy him as part of that.
The Elite.
Little clique. Yeah.
Yeah, well, now he's like.
Yeah, but hearing the coin drop here was
Yeah, it was, but
he didn't wrestle here.
Well, now that, like, with the Continental Classic going on, he's gonna have to defend that championship after that tournament's over, so that's gonna be cool. I like that tournament, the Continental Classic, how they do the single elimination. It's got the round robin,
right?
A result, whoever has, like, the most wins at the
it's
end
basically
of
the American version of the
G1.
The G1.
Yep, I know. But still, it's fucking awesome. I like it. Like, whoever has the most wins in their group after everyone's faced everyone, it's fucking cool. It's refreshing is what it is. I wish NXT would do something like that, but whatever.
Yeah.
At least we have something like that in the first place. So,
in a weird roundabout way, because he's still doing whatever he can do to stay relative and from what I've seen so far, but Hulk Hogan has to be on my list.
Oh,
just like, okay, but we're gonna get into the political thing. I just wanted to throw that out there. Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Like, him and his fucking brother. You know, like the whole family.
Him and his fucking brother.
And his fucking brother. At least with the Pritchards, you liked one of them.
Yeah, Tom was good.
You know, but
well, if we want to talk about most hated, given the documentary, I'm surprised that Vince McMahon isn't on that.
Oh,
list.
Yeah, like, considering
I still haven't finished that yet.
I did.
No,
yeah.
I'm only halfway myself.
I finished all six. It's like, of course, Bruce Pritchard is, like, defending him at the end of it.
Oh, of course.
Because after the allegations came out again, Vince McMahon didn't finish his interviews for it.
No, he just walked out.
Yeah. And then, like, one of the interviewers was asking Pritchard, like, did you watch some of the first couple episodes? And he goes, yeah, I did. He's like, what'd you think? He's like, it was bullshit. It came off as a gotcha piece. And I'm well, you gotta be.
Yeah, his lips will always be on Vince's ass. Always.
For sure.
Yeah, zero.
He
respect.
Loves you.
Yeah.
So if we can't have Hogan, we can't have Pritchard.
Can't have McMahon.
Okay. Logan Paul. And I don't really like The Rock.
I don't hate The Rock, but.
Yeah, but I like his movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Even though they're the same thing all the time.
But.
Jumanji. The other.
The whole reason.
The other one with the jungle.
The other one with the jungle. Yeah. And then the other one with the jungle.
Yeah.
But the whole reason why he's here, because he was hired by the company that bought the Federation, and of course his daughter's a authority figure
on NXT, yeah.
You know, and, like, what's her qualification? Oh, we'll see. There's a pattern there.
Yeah. Nepotism.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because Jumanji Jungle Cruise, where he's, like, an old ancient.
Oh yeah, I know.
Thing.
Yeah.
And then the other one with Ryan Reynolds is in for some reason.
Oh, the Red Notice or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the
egg?
We enjoyed that. Oh, fuck, the egg thing with McMahon.
Yeah. That whole promotional campaign for that movie that The Rock was in, and he didn't even bother showing up to Survivor Series that year.
Yeah. Okay, feud of the year. Should be one in which an ongoing series of battles, verbal, lead to physical, and all
finish
that.
Finish the story.
Two has no. dominated the careers of the participants to the conclusion of all other activities. Basically, you know, this guy, they hate each other. They've killed each other
mm-hmm.
all year. Feud of the year, top candidates, Tony Storm versus Mariah May.
That's a good one.
McIntyre, Punk.
Yep.
Strickland, Paige,
yep.
Rhodes,
yep.
Bloodline, Mance Warner versus Effie, The System yep. versus Nick Nemeth, NXT versus TNA, Willow Nightingale versus Chris Statlander, Carmelo Hayes versus Trick Williams, mm-hmm. Liv Morgan.
Liv Taylor.
Mm.
Versus Rhea Ripley, Los Ingobernables.
Los Ingobernables.
Do Japan versus Japan. Versus House of Torture.
Versus Japan.
Or MLW versus WTF.
I was going to go with Punk McIntyre, because that was I think it was a 10-month feud, even with Punk being out with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He still kept it going.
I prayed for it and it happened.
Yeah, like, they still kept it going on TV, even though Punk was out with a torn bicep.
Mm-hmm.
Finally picked steam back up after WrestleMania. And, yeah, it was, I gotta say, those two had great matches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the strap match, the Hell in a Cell match especially.
Where Drew got cut the hard way.
Yeah, I think their worst match was their SummerSlam match,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
Wasn't that great.
But yeah, their other, like, the strap match had Bad Blood, and was that at Bad Blood? Was that Bash in Berlin?
Bash in Berlin.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hell in a Cell was at Bad Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that fucking Hell in a Cell match, man, that's
so good.
One of the best Cell matches I've seen in mm-hmm. quite some time, where they didn't need to be on a pay-per-view named after it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and just the whole feud itself, like, two guys that just absolutely hated each other. You didn't need a championship, but mm-hmm. you needed a bracelet, apparently. But
that a fan made
that they tried to replicate and sell as merchandise.
Yep.
And then, yeah, and the fan complained about it.
And then Punk was like, yeah, that was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
And then Punk made her one. He flew her out to a show and then made her one.
That was nice of him.
So they have matching bracelets. Maybe
we were all wrong about CM Punk. Maybe the Young Bucks are a couple of douchebags.
Yeah,
maybe.
I would be willing to bet.
At least Carmelo Hayes now has
the
know-abouts to win every backstage fight.
Oh, yeah. He's got the knowledge.
Yeah. Got the knowledge. That's the word I was looking for, knowledge.
So, what say you guys? What do you got,
man? I'm saying Drew Punk, but close second, Swerve and Hangman.
I'm going Swerve and Hangman.
I mean, he did burn his house down.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
And I do like how the fans turned him.
Yeah.
Turned
Swerve.
Yeah. That worked out really well.
They swerved him?
Yeah.
Yeah. The System versus Nick Nemeth in TNA. I like how they brought Nemeth in and gave him that push.
Right.
And all that, because there's a guy that I think definitely deserves it.
Yeah, he was underutilized his last, entire decade in WWE.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the NXT versus TNA. Anytime you kind of get that crossover,
it's fun.
So long.
It's
yeah.
fun. Like,
it definitely is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like Morgan versus Ripley, that's too much of a soap opera.
That's been going on for quite a while, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Now Rhea's wearing the old Cody Rhodes dashing mask.
Oh, the face mask. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a cracked orbital and she's going into War Games.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh. Yeah. I like Strickland Page and System versus
Nemeth. Carrion New Testament. It's New Testament,
the
right?
Final Testament.
Final Testament and Wyatt Six should be War Games.
I don't know about that, but. Well, this feud is just starting,
yeah,
so we can't really have it go on for an entire other year to go in War Games. But I don't know. I could see Karrion Kross versus Uncle Howdy and Hell in a Cell, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. That video is still funny when they quote unquote kidnap the Miz.
Oh yeah.
On Raw Talk.
Yeah.
And then it's just Karrion Kross in his hotel room, just like cleaning up or reading something, and Scarlett walks up to him. We gotta go. Why?
Yeah, they kidnapped
him. They just kidnapped Miz. How long ago? Oh, about 20 minutes. Ah, he's already dead.
Yeah, sure. No, I saw a meme that came out of that where it was just like, Karrion, the Wyatt Six did something really bad. Did they wreck the car? No. Did they kidnap the Miz? Yes, but the car's okay. Yes. All right, then.
Okay. That was funny, though. 20 minutes? Nah, he's already dead.
Self-explanatory. Indie Wrestler of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't really got to get into any details of that. Mustafa Ali, Matt Cardona, Alec Price, Mance Warner, Cruel, Shug D?
Never heard of him.
Oh my god. Effie, Ali Catch, One Called Manders, Hi-Ann, Sasha McKenzie, and Darius Carter. Isn't that the singer of pop band?
Darius Carter?
Carter. No, that's Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of. Okay, never mind. Can you remember the name of the band?
I don't know.
I'm going to go Effie because his feud with Warner this year
right
was very good.
Yeah. And I guess it's wrapped up last night.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
I guess, yeah.
And now we head to the big Ali Effie feud.
Ali Effie.
That'll be good.
Battle for Bussy.
Battle for Bussy. Oh, they better call it that at the Hammerstein.
The Bussy Battle Royal.
The Battle for Bussy.
Wow.
For me, a toss up between Mance and Effie. They've both done really great shit this year. So kudos to them.
Fair enough.
Mustafa Ali is good. I haven't really seen much of his TNA run yet, but he said he turned heel. Or he's a heel in TNA?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He was always.
Is he still in TNA?
I
think he left.
Oh, did he?
He might have.
Yeah, he left TNA already.
But, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
I haven't seen him lately.
Hmm.
He was on the cover of this year. He made a cover of PWI, but that was for his work in TNA. So
okay.
I don't know if that would exactly count. What about you? What's your indie wrestler of the year?
I said Effie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you said Effie. Yeah.
Okay. I like what they're doing with Ali Catch.
Yeah.
Okay. She's gonna be fun to watch.
And Effie's calling her Allison now.
She's
that's a
good.
Nice touch. Yeah. I like that.
Makes it more real.
Yeah. They should definitely run with that. But Matt Cardona still. Is one of the best reasons to tune into wrestling.
Yeah, that's hard to argue. You
know? And when he, you know, when he, like, he's right about a lot of shit he says.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta agree. So I guess Snowy's a heel in today's modern wrestling.
What has happened?
Yeah, me and Cornette and Cardona, there's your...
Well, remember, at least that angle kind of died... After Steph DeLander got injured, but remember where Cardona for a bit was like, oh, I own her.
Oh.
That was like 2 weeks, and then she was like, by the way, I need neck surgery.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't she have a thing going with
PCO?
PCO and TNA, yeah.
Where they were going to get married, and then Cardona interrupted it. And
oh.
Then Cardona and him had a Monsters Ball match, and yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they do that whole thing where they weren't allowed to have any food or water for 24 hours, and they were locked in solitary confinement?
Match of the year, once again, self-explanatory. Just, you know, the best match of the year. Your own criteria, I guess. But Danielson Okada, that's back in January.
Yeah.
Mascara Dorada versus Templar Arrow. Will Ospreay versus Josh Alexander.
Ospreay versus Jocks.
Jocks, yeah, yeah. Danielson, Zack Sabre Jr. Michael Oku versus Ospreay. Gunther versus
Zayn. That was a good
Zane.
One. Michael Oku versus Ospreay.
Bayley versus AO Sky.
Really?
Rhodes, Reigns, Danielson, Ospreay. Maya Uatani versus Sarcy. I imagine that's in Shimmer.
Yeah, or Stardom.
Yeah.
Or something. Or that, one of the two, yeah.
Rhodes versus Styles.
Oh, that was good. The crowd was the best part of that match.
When the camera's shaking. Yeah.
Tomohiro Ishii versus Kato Kiyoyama. Oh my god, you guys should have handled this one.
Yeah, it's a lot of Japanese matches, I guess. I know you're not really good at the pronunciation of Japanese names, so.
Hekasiro versus Zack Sabre Jr. Strickland versus Ospreay. Miku Anono versus Mirari. Konosuke Takeshita. Okay, take a shit.
Takeshita.
Takeshita.
Yeah.
Take shit A.
Yes.
Konosuke Takeshita.
Yeah.
Strickland. Blah, 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 blah.
Who did Konosuke face?
Takeshita versus El Fantasmo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Zack Sabre versus Yota Tsumi. Bryan Danielson versus Strickland. Maya Iotani and Sarasi versus Chinihiro Hashimoto and Venny. Chris Stanlander versus Willow Nightingale and Ospreay versus Pac. I don't know if I've seen half of these.
Snowy's reading all the Japanese names from now on. That's great.
Yeah, that's it.
My pick.
I'm doing an OnlyFans.
Are you just reading
the Japanese results.
Yeah.
Out of the.
Why is this video 3 hours? Yeah. He's still pronouncing the third match.
Pronounce that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, right off the, I already knew what my answer was before you even listened to any of them off, and it is one of the 100 that were in there, but Ospreay and Danielson from Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that one.
We watched that at Dustin's place, and that was like after we got through all the technical issues of Bell MTS.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because apparently we can't watch a hockey game in one room and wrestling pay per view in the other.
Oh,
so
yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So because of Bell MTS, your grandfather wasn't allowed to watch the Jets game.
That's right. That's right. What a sport Grandpa is.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
One of the 1,000 Ospreay matches that are on that list.
There's no surprise with that. Yeah.
Probably. I loved his match with Josh Alexander from TNA in like January.
Me too. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. That was a good way to start the year. Yeah. Rhodes versus Styles. Where was that?
That was at Backlash in France.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think I saw that.
No, that was the one where like the crowd was cheering so hard that the hard cam was actually bouncing up and down.
Oh wow!
Yeah, the crowd was.
Yeah,
like,
they were getting noise complaints.
The crowd was into it, and I loved it. Like that was the best part of that pay per view, in my opinion, was the crowd.
Yep.
Because you don't get crowds like that in the U.S.
Nope.
Not even in Philadelphia.
You know what? Yeah, I got to go with Ospreay Alexander.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. Ospreay and Jocks.
Yeah, we jock spray.
Jock
spray. There we are.
Oh, they got to make if Alexander ever signs to AEW.
I think he's going to TNA. I think he's going to NXT.
Oh yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah. Don't say that.
Jock spray.
Well, he retired from indie, so like,
his final independent match is January 11th.
Okay. Well, usually when a wrestler announces that they're retiring from independent wrestling, that means they're going to WWE.
Yeah.
So
okay, well.
But think about it, the North could reunite. Yeah. Ethan Page is in NXT.
Yeah.
They're pushing him too. Like he's one of the top guys.
He's been NXT champion already.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
See how out of it I am?
Yeah.
I can't wait till it all goes to Netflix.
Yeah.
Because once it's archived, I can watch at my convenience, I guess.
Snow, did you watch Raw last night? I watched AWA from 19.
Yeah. That's right. You're making a joke, but
I don't.
That's real.
Yeah.
I hope WWE puts the shows up the day after and don't wait for like a month like they did on for.
Yeah, because then it's
for the actual network.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They would wait like 3 weeks to a month to put up new episodes of shows and like. All these international markets that didn't watch it on cable and only watched it on the network thought all these websites were spoiling the show because they were talking about it way too much in advance for these people. They're like, stop spoiling the show. We still need to watch it. It's like, too bad. It's just, sorry. It's like, Sorry, we saw it when it was live. Sorry, WWE just doesn't update their fucking website often enough. But with Netflix, yeah, I'm hoping that it'll just like go up the day after or immediately after.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Because I never watched. Well, I guess now that there won't be any commercials, I guess I could just watch live. So that was always the big thing, that why I didn't watch live. Because I didn't want to sit through ad break, a bunch after, of ad break after ad break after ad break after ad break.
Tag team of the year, once again.
It's self-explanatory.
Yeah, jock spray.
Jock spray,
yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. Just, yeah. So
let me see, the Bucks will be on that list.
Which tag team that you thought had the best year, shall we say? And we got Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair.
Why?
Well, they won the titles twice, but
yeah.
Other than that,
no,
they haven't really done much.
And now they wrote Jade off TV.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
someone attacked her, and it was probably Naomi.
No, they already revealed who. I don't know who attacked her, but they already revealed her replacement, because SmackDown next week is already taped. So.
Well, it is Naomi as a replacement.
No, it's Bayley.
Oh, it's Bayley.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, I know at one point Bayley hugged Naomi, and then Naomi looked at the camera all like pissed off. So it's like,
it's just what they wanted you to think.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Cargill beat Belair.
Yeah.
The Saito brothers, Saito.
The Saito brothers, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Saito Suplex 1 and Saito Suplex 2.
Yeah.
Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
Oh, Fraxium.
Fraxium, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. FTR, Young Bucks, The System. Bishamon?
Not familiar.
Yeah. The ABC there in TNA.
Yeah.
FCW, The Judgment Day, DIY, Tama Tonga and Tanga Loa.
Yeah, the Gorillas of Destiny.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're not called that anymore, but they were in Japan. But
the Lucha Brothers, Unholy Union.
I can't wait till we get God versus Usos, though.
And so good. Miracle Generation. I don't know who any of
have FTR
I don't
really
know a lot
done anything
of
this year.
FTR,
yeah,
not really.
This hasn't been a very good year for tag teams.
Not really, no. Like,
yeah.
Even like Judgment Day, like they've been tag team champions, and they've only like Finn Balor and JD McDonagh. They've been tag team champions for a while, and they've only defended them once on TV, I think.
Yep.
So
I'm gonna go with the Young Bucks.
Yeah,
yeah.
That seems like I enjoyed their like snooty character. That they had, like, are there EVP characters that they leaned into? Those were great. Right. Yeah.
What say you?
I'd have to go with the Young Bucks as well.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Faction of the year. This is kind of we've been doing this for about 5 years now, because there's just been so many factions.
Mm-hmm.
Like every, especially in AEW.
Yeah.
It's just like everyone's involved in some way. Shape or
there's
form
181 people signed to the roster. At least 120 of those are.
Well, then they need factions. Yeah,
right. So, and once again, this is kind of explanatory. You know, self-explanatory. So, faction of the year, we've got the Freebirds, NWO,
NWO faction of the year.
Yeah,
and the Freebirds.
The Freebirds. Yep. Yeah. This is just what's on my TV. Okay.
Degeneration X.
For a second, I was like, am I having a stroke?
What's going on here? No, Snowy's just being Snowy. Okay. Yeah. We've got the Bloodline. Judgment Day.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
It
just
says
the Bloodline.
DOG Bloodline or Solo's Bloodline?
It just says the Bloodline.
I suppose they are officially Solo's Bloodline is called the Bloodline. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. We got the Bloodline. Judgment Day. Blackpool Combat Club. The Don Callis Family. He must be loving that name.
The Don Callis Family.
Yeah, because being a Winnipeg guy in the AWA was the Heenan Family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that was his idea. And hats off to him. The Bullet Club War Dogs. I don't know who that is.
That's Japan.
Okay, I kind of figured, but yeah.
I don't know who's involved in that one.
The H-A-T-E, hate, but with the dots.
Oh.
So, H-A-T-E. The System, Lost in Glob...
Gobernables.
Yeah.
Lost in Gobble Marbles.
Garble
Marbles, yeah. That's what they're called from now on.
The Lost in Garble Marbles.
Yeah, that's what they're called from now on.
Lost in Garble Marbles. Yes.
We got the Elite, the Patriarchy, which I feel I should know.
That's Christian Cage's thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The Christian Cage family.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The Cutthroat Collective. The Wyatt Six.
Six. Yeah.
Yeah. And WTF from MLW.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know.
It's kind of slim pickings for me.
I would say, based on the story that's going on right now, I'd say the BCC, but they're not called the BCC anymore. They're called the Death Riders.
Holy shit. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's like I'm intrigued about where that storyline is going to go because it's a bunch of ex WWE guys. I know you said, I know we said last episode that the talks with Shane McMahon apparently fell through, but maybe that's just what they want us to think. I'm thinking like something big has to come out of this. Like, I don't want it to be as big of a disappointment as the Devil and MJF, because that was like the everything leading up to that. The reveal was great, but the reveal itself was like so anticlimactic and predictable.
Sat in the middle of the ring and just took the mask off.
Yeah. Or the lights went out, and then when it came back on, Adam Cole was sitting on the chair instead of being held back by the mask guys, and then they all took their masks off, and it was everyone in that group was exactly who we thought it was going to be, and it's like, okay, well.
And you just kind of got the feeling of like, okay, let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
Let's just go out there and then
it didn't help the whole time Adam Cole had a broken foot.
Yeah, and then MJF went away after that for a little while, and then the whole thing kind of got reset, and now MJF's the bad guy again, and Adam Cole's the good guy, and all the guys that were in the faction are also good guys. And I'm just like, what am I supposed to believe here? Yeah.
Didn't this happen 6 months ago?
Yeah.
This is welcome to pro wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you got one?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll circle back.
Probably the Death Riders.
Yeah,
BCC.
I'm gonna go with Death Riders also.
Okay, the biggest thing in TNA has been
The Simpsons.
The System.
Okay.
Okay, because
Bart System, Lisa System.
They're the top faction. The Fed has been running around, you know, revolving around or around them, and like they've got it going on.
There is a female in the system, so
there
Lisa. Lisa System, Marge System.
That little baby system. That is all.
Yeah. Santa's little system.
System's little helper.
System's little helper. Fuck, what was the cat's name again?
Snowball 2.
Snowball 2, yeah.
Snowball 2, the system.
Yeah. System. I don't know.
System Ball 2.
Yeah.
The
cat.
The cat's.
Hi. This is
Grandpa
it.
Grandpa System.
Here's this is the top two here. Woman of the Year. Once again, simple enough. The female wrestler that had the best year in your eyes.
We got
Toni Storm, Jordynne Grace, Mercedes, Rhea Ripley, Mariah May, Willow Nightingale, Liv Morgan. Riho. Yeah. Roxanne Perez, Athena, Tam Nakano. Ooh, I think I got that right. Nia Jax, Bayley, Julia, Sarsi, Stephanie Vakur,
yeah.
Mikaia, Kenzie Page, Masha Slamovich.
I'm actually going to go Masha Slamovich.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah,
and it's not because I saw her win the IWS Women's Championship a few months ago.
Well, she's had a good year.
She has, yeah.
You know, winning the men's title in Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, and
through that tournament. This,
yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a good choice.
That was, what, 4 matches in one weekend? Like one one day and 3 the next?
Yeah. That's...
And she beat Jordynne Oliver.
Right.
I think it was Jordan Oliver.
In the finals,
Yeah.
That's definitely a good choice. She's on my list. What about you? You got
I'm going to say Toni Storm. That gimmick.
That would have been my second.
That gimmick was like career changing for her.
It was.
And she executed it so perfectly. Like she lived that role. Like the accent, like I know she's Australian, but like that accent that she puts on is not an Australian accent. It's like a British one. Mm-hmm. So, and it's perfect. The way she acted, everything, her mannerisms.
It worked. And she's over like crazy.
And the, how it would be black and white whenever it would show her. Like,
Promo, that interview segment where half the screen was black and white, half the screen was colored.
With Diana Perrazzo.
Yeah.
Or as Donna Pazzo, as she called her.
Donna Pazzo.
Yeah.
I really want that.
If I ever find it in the wild, I'm buying it. That Toni Storm AEW figure that's black and white.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like the whole Kate, the whole like box is black and white. Just like, I want it.
That's neat. Close second would be Jordynne Grace, though, because like, well, he was the TNA Knockouts champion and she showed up in the Royal Rumble. Like, that was itself. Like, when I heard the siren, I would go off. I was like, wait. And then she comes out and I'm just like, no fucking way. Holy shit.
And then Pat McAfee's like, cops are here.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't know who she was.
What was even better after that was like when she was in the ring throwing people around and like Pat McAfee goes like, this is the TNA champion. And then Michael Cole goes, yes, that's right. And he goes, TNA has an absolute weapon as their champion.
Can't argue that. And, Corey, Storm Grace.
Yeah, Corey Graves even said he's like, oh, McAfee, you have no idea. This woman's got muscles in places where most people don't have places.
Fair enough. So can you narrow it down?
I would say Toni Storm for overall enjoyability on my part. Yeah, Toni Storm.
That's fair. Like, I really like Jordynne Grace. I like Masha Slamovich. The argument for Toni Storm, definitely.
Yeah. Jordynne Grace's appearance at the Royal Rumble will kind of open the door for the whole NXTNA crossover. Right. So,
but to the best of my knowledge, like she's still champion, and all the way up until I lost the NWA. Like the reason I tuned into pro wrestling the most was Kenzie Page,
right?
You know, like that's no surprise. I've been putting her over for a couple of years now.
Yeah, you've mentioned her quite a few times on the show.
And there's rhyme and reason for that. But yeah, this is actually pretty tough.
Yeah.
You know, like the Liv Morgan, okay, that's soap opera bullshit. Rhea Ripley, more soap opera crap. Mercedes Moné is fucking useless.
Oh, she's so annoying.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of tough, but
they brought her in because they thought people would cheer for her. Yeah, it's crickets.
Yeah, it's
what they're doing to Camille because of it, like,
like her like they're basically doing to Camille what they did with Wardlow and MJF,
right?
Except they're rushing it
now. Unless they're gonna go somewhere and Camille's gonna turn on her,
I'm sure she will eventually.
Yeah,
but the whole like treating her like a bumbling assistant thing they went into that way too fast. Like, I feel like it still feels like Camille just got here. So
right. I kind of forgot that she did go to AEW. That's right. Her husband is still Latimer. Latimer. He's still in the NWA. Yeah. Okay, this is it. This is the big one. We're bringing this crazy train into the station.
Time for the main
wrestler of the year. It's the same idea.
Yep.
You know, but top candidates: Cody Rhodes, Swerve Strickland, Ospreay, Danielson, Gunther, John Moxley, Roman Reigns, Jordynne Grace, Mystico, Athena, Tetsuya Naito, MJF, Damian Priest, Naito, Drew McIntyre, Alex Kane, and Saray.
I'm going to go with
Drew Mac and Cheese.
Drew Mac and Fart.
Drew Mac and Fart.
Yeah. I'm going with Will Ospreay. All of his matches have been amazing, both pay per view and on television.
Did you see highlights of his match last night with Kyle Fletcher yet?
I saw the tombstone under the steps. That was brutal.
That was disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting!
Disgusting! But
Kyle Fletcher beat him clean.
Yeah. Both last night, both Bobby Lashley and Kyle Fletcher went over clean. Nobody was expecting either of them to win.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, so well.
As you've noticed, we didn't watch the pay-per-view last night.
We did not watch the pay-per-view last night. Sorry. Sorry we don't have a full review of Full Gear for you. But it is what it is.
We have lives.
Can't watch them all.
No.
No, true enough.
We have lives outside of this. Can't watch everything.
Yeah, you say Ospreay?
I say Will Ospreay for sure.
Okay, that's definitely on my list. What about you?
That's a hard decision.
It is.
Definitely, but it's a toss-up between Ospreay and Strickland.
Yeah, they both had banner years. So did Gunther. Didn't he not win the world title?
He won the world title at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely
and King of the Ring,
choice.
And became the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's had a pretty good year.
Mm-hmm.
So you got something?
I'll just go Ospreay.
Fair enough. He's definitely had the best matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best work rate.
I'm going to disqualify my girl, Kenzie Page, just because she just doesn't have the exposure.
Okay.
You know, it's like because the NWA just doesn't have the exposure for Wrestler of the Year.
Yeah.
Thanks, James Mitchell, for
ruining everything.
Well, yeah.
I guess that would have been Billy Pumpkins, but.
Mostly, yeah.
But James Mitchell should have known better.
But I really like what Jordynne Grace did.
Yeah.
You know, crossing over, bringing the attention to women's wrestling.
Yeah, for
sure. You know, like, within, you know, the confines of the ring and all that, I definitely think. And she, you know, she had her TNA run was definitely.
Yeah, I think that might be coming to an end pretty soon, too. So,
yeah, I think once the contract's up, I think she might
be. She's WWE bound. For
in
sure.
Some way, shape, or form. So I mean, I'm going to go with Jordynne
yeah,
Grace.
Yeah, without Scott D'Amore there, nothing's really keeping her there. So let's be real.
Right. Well,
I wish he was still a part of it. Yeah. I so do.
We could probably, TNA can do the ECW Paul Heyman mentality. Someone leaves, that opens up a spot to elevate someone else. You know, I would like to see my girl in TNA.
Yeah.
You know, like that, I think that's a really good fit there. I'd like to see Masha Slamovich in
Masha's
TNA.
Been in TNA.
Yeah, but like a full, like making the same impact as Jordynne Grace. Mm-hmm. You know,
an impact?
Yeah. Jeez. So,
funny.
That is our verbal ballad for the PWI Year End Awards.
Okay. Our. You guys doing anything for Survivor Series next weekend? Because, well, I won't be here.
Yeah, you're
right.
Montreal.
That's right. That's what I wanted to say before we wrapped everything up. You are going to a metal festival in Montreal. I wish I was originally planned. Both me and the missus were going to go. That got changed. But safe travels. Have a lot of fun. Take lots of pictures. Mm-hmm. Have stories.
Oh, there'll be stories.
You know, and when you
because of what's happening at the festival, there'll be stories.
Okay, well, save it. We'll come back and we'll have you on Radioactive Metal and give the 411 on everything that went down. That's it. In the meantime and in between time, this has been another exciting episode of Wrestling Night in Canada. I'm Snowy White.
I'm Matt Copper.
I'm Dustin Maruka.
Signing off.
And we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
Woohoo.